our Where Are They Now feature, and it's my special guest tonight, Jake Stalzer. And Jake, just an outstanding pitcher just a few years ago for Albia. And what years were you in school here at Albia, Jake?
I was in school from my freshman year, 2007. I graduated in 2011, so.
Just a couple of years ago. And your parents are?
My parents are Phil and Jan Stalzer.
And they're very proud of you, and why not? You were an outstanding student and an outstanding athlete as well. And let's talk a little bit about what you're doing now. Where are you at right now? I know you're in a place that I love to be in, a great state. What is it?
I'm out here in Elon, North Carolina. I'm committed to Elon University this fall in November. And I was planning on going up to Boston and playing in the Futures League. It's a summer league. But Elon wanted me to come out here and just take some classes and get on their lifting and throwing program and just get used to the area.
And, of course, you had an outstanding two-year career at Indian Hills. And, in fact, just recently you were named an outstanding student as you progressed to get your AA, I believe, in Arts and Sciences. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
So
that was a great honor.
Oh, absolutely, because not only are you a great baseball player, but I know your parents are probably even more proud, as we are too, that you're an outstanding student too, and that's the whole package. You had an outstanding career at Albia, and we're going to talk about your Indian Hills career here in a moment, but in Albia, you were truly one of the great pitchers to come through the Albia program. Tell us a little bit about your successes, and I know you're a pretty modest guy, but you had a lot of strikeouts, terrific ERA, and just a lot of wins, and carried Albia through a great period of time in your baseball career. Tell us a little about your memories and some of your successes with that.
Yeah, my junior year, I was able to get first team all-conference and second team all-district, and we made it to the district championship game, but lost to a good Davis County team that year. And then my senior year, I got first team all-conference again and then first team all-district, so that was a good honor, and we even won the district championship my senior year and ended up playing North Polk to go to the state tournament, but lost to them like 7-3, but we put up a good fight but just couldn't get past them.
Absolutely, and of course you mentioned Davis County, North Polk, the two teams that finally eliminated you. They're notoriously known for some great baseball programs too, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Now, you weren't just a great pitcher, and you were a great hitter, too. You hit for a high average.
Yeah. I think my senior year I hit .402, and just one thing that I think could have turned the tides that senior year to get to the state tournament, I just couldn't hit the ball. I think I struck out every time. I was just so nervous that to get the chance to go to the state tournament, I don't know what happened, but too bad I had to strike out every time I batted.
But you have to tell yourself that you wouldn't have got to that position without the great year you had. You have to get kind of philosophical with that type of thing, too. I know that you also have very good speed, as I recall, and that gives you the whole package. I know what scouts look at for colleges and any baseball beyond the high school level. They look at your throwing ability, your hitting ability, your speed. And, of course, they like to see that you're fairly intelligent, too. And, of course, your academic ability was outstanding. So you were a natural to be recruited by probably a lot of schools. But Indian Hills was a good choice for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, Indian Hills helped me out a lot. I mean, I didn't really have that many offers out of high school, but they were willing to give me a chance to go down there and get a lot better, which I did. And without going to Indian Hills, I don't know if I would have been able to make it D1, and I praise that program a ton. I mean, they helped me out a bunch, and I'm just really grateful for that.
Indian Hills, of course, has a terrific reputation over the years for developing some great baseball players. It goes clear back, and I hearken back into my earlier days when Pat Doherty got that program started, and they've really never missed a beat. They've always done a great job, great teaching program. You get to play a lot of games, and your first year there as a freshman, you had a good year and made honorable mention all junior college, I believe.
Yeah, I was honorable mention all region, and then I also got first team all region academic. So
And this year you even improved on that.
Yes, this year I got first team All-Region, which was a great honor, and I got first team All-Academic, so, yep.
And, of course, just like you did at Albia, you had those great strikeout pitches. I know for your career in those 2 years in Indian Hills, you were 8-5, ERA very solid, 3.35, and 116 strikeouts in just 102 innings, more than one an inning. So you continue, as you did in high school, to really command your pitches and get a lot of strikeouts. What kind of pitches do you throw still?
I throw the four-seam fastball, two-seam fastball, curveball, and changeup. And I mainly stick with the fastball changeup combination. That seems to work pretty well.
Now, Jake, Bill Saylor, who helps me do the games, Bill and I, of course, coached a lot of baseball and softball over the years and played certainly a lot of it. Lots of people always ask us, what's the difference in a four-seam fastball and a two-seam fastball? I'll let you explain it because you're still throwing them.
Okay. The four-seam fastball, it's usually a straighter fastball, but a harder fastball. You like to maybe run in on a batter. And the two-seam, it tends to move like arm side. Say I was pitching to a right-handed batter, it's going to move away from him. It tends to be a little slower, but moves a little more, so they have a little more trouble hitting it.
And you, of course, have commands everything, isn't it? Location.
Yes, you're right. Command is key.
Now, you're a left-hander, right?
Yeah, I'm lefty.
Southpaw, and of course that makes you more desirable too in any college program. And that really helps you, I think, probably, and I know that's going to help you in D1, Division I too. North Carolina is probably excited, your school you're going to, Elon, as is every school, to come up with a quality left-hander. You probably found that to be true already.
Yeah, it seems like everybody wants a good lefty pitcher.
Now, you are going to major in what at Elon?
I'm planning on majoring in sports and event management.
And what will that enable you to do when you get your degree?
It worked for pretty much any pro team, just managing different like events they hold, or work in a front office for a pro team, just doing whatever they want me to do.
I would imagine with that kind of a degree, you probably have your eyes on getting into professional baseball in that capacity a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. If I don't make it playing-wise, I definitely want to try and get there somehow else, and that's what I'm planning on doing with my sports and event management degree.
Well, it's a great field, and I've got some good friends that do that and have some jobs with some major league teams and also some programs in the major league level and AAA. So once you get that degree, you know, if you need anything, give me a holler, because I can put you in touch with them. I know we're very proud of you in Albia, and your folks are too, and what a great career you had in Albia. They're struggling a little bit now, and I know they'd like to have you back on the hill a little bit for them, because they need that dominating pitcher, which you were, and you probably miss it from time to time.
Oh, yeah, I definitely do. High school.
Your favorite memory in a nutshell, what was it, Jake, in playing for Albia?
Definitely playing for to go to the championship games. Not going to the state tournament, that is. I'll never forget that game. Just it was too bad we couldn't make it happen.
You had a great career, and you're a fine young man, and I know your parents are very proud of you, and why not? You, as I said, great academic and athletic career at Albion. We wish you the best of success, and we'll be following you and your career at Elon.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Jake Stalzer.